in light of those two injuries, we just kept you down to the second half. How do you view that game? Give down to the edge.
Yeah, it just reinforces that we've got some really strong characters that will dig in deep. Great resilience. We'll never blame rotations as a reason, because the game requires you to find a way. Our guys found a way to get enough looks in the last and just didn't quite complete those plays. But statistically, there was a lot in our favour. You know, we win the inside 50s, tackles, contested possessions, and gave ourselves a look. So you take a lot out of that. But also full credit to Melbourne. They had a few out themselves in terms of some of their top liners, but it would have been a great spectacle, and we'll just wrap to see so many people. It was quite deafening in the last, and we appreciate so many blue baggers coming along to support us like that.
Brendan, you're a man well known for hating to lose. What's your underlying emotions out of that, given a lot of mitigating factors and the fact that, you know, you kept your Carlton family come away from that encouraged,
Like our supporters, losing always hurts. Obviously, we want to win. There's no doubt about that. We've been in really tight games quite a bit this year. And I sort of link the analogy to life. Sometimes those who have grown up with hardship, difficult circumstances, if they're determined and they reflect enough, they end up becoming quite successful in life. There's many a story like that. And in a funny way, that's our footy club right now. It's hard to see when you've got the emotion of just the week and the loss, but these experiences sort of forged through adversity will pay us back in the long game. I've got no doubt about that. You know, Charlie Curnow again plays some great footy. I think he took 10 marks. These experiences are gold for people like that.
Curnow, man, in the last quarter, I think he fell down and hurt maybe his shoulder or something, and then he stuck a tackle on a holding the ball free. He's always had a great game, and an effort like that, I mean, how pleasing is that for you that upstairs and what you do now?
Yeah, we ask our players to commit, particularly in and around the contested side of the game. And, you know, we watch a game of footy and we analyse it a lot as spectators or as coaches, and you've just got to sometimes take a step back and understand what these athletes and players are being asked to do. And that's why only a certain percentage of the population can play this game at the elite level, because they've got to commit. And Charlie Curnow's committing to the Carlton Footy Club, which is great.
I think he might get a chance for a rising star.
With a cheeky grin, I'll go, I hope so.
Pulsating in the last quarter. How the players after the game, were they absolutely spent? I mean, how taxing is it playing out a game like that with two rotations?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. They gave their heart and soul, our players, and they have for most of the year. We haven't quite completed plays. We got enough looks. I thought in the first quarter we had enough looks and didn't complete and put enough scoreboard pressure. Some little 1% silly mistakes hurt us, and they surged again late in the second. Would have been a great spectacle, but we got some good looks late and just didn't quite complete.
Just in terms of the structure of losing Cripps at White, how did you have to change up your game plan and personnel to deal with those losses?
Really what it is we don't want to change systematically too much. But there was a fair few personnel thrown around in different positions. That's the way you accommodate it, but ultimately more load goes through less players. There's no other way of looking at it.
You've got the ball obviously, so Dorrickson not at their best, but is there still a sense of trying to lift a little bit more to get, because they're the Premier? When you've obviously been involved with all corners, the reigning Premier, is there still that sort of mark on their back when you prepare for this league?
Yeah, well, they had an outstanding season last year, but last year's last year. We've approached every opposition with the utmost respect. The competition's just a tightrope, isn't it? Buts and maybes, we could be better placed on the ladder. We're not. We'll learn from that, and it's going to pay us back.
How are, I know, obviously, you weren't discounted. Have you spoken to Patrick and
No, I haven't spoken to them. I'd like like to give you more detail. I just can't. I just started a little debrief and walked in here.
Kurnow's on 6 on the fans. Another one that you'll share is on the game is Harry Pies. Is he close to the lot that we can game this year? How's he
tracking? I'm grinning because of in my Saturday pre-game, I was asked exactly the same question, and I've been asked it for 16 rounds straight. I can understand the excitement in Harry. He's a big key forward, and we love key forwards when they're up and going. Incredibly difficult position to play. He'll need to earn his position, and he's learning the craft. Really, he's a first-year player. He missed most of last year. We'll pick him based on when we think he's ready and when he forms at the level.
Where
did Samo's goals stack out there? It was exciting, wasn't it? Yeah. Again, we can't. There's no quick way here. We'd love to fast forward 50 more games into Samo and Jack and Charlie and Cunningham. Where do I start and stop? I've missed one or two there, but I think we can see the blue skies with them.
Not just that goal for Tristan C.
I think a lot of our younger guys, to even play a season in your first year is tough. But at times, not all every week, but at times they're not just playing, they're performing. And they're the standards what we ask for. So once you go out there, you're a Carlton player and there's some high expectations.
The circle of record of time, they have the lessons into thinking behind that.
Well, you can complicate it all you like, but the thing about it is you're in a circle, you can look each other in the eye, and you can be guaranteed that the messages are getting through. Sometimes with layers it's difficult. Yeah.
Manny Cruz is had a pretty exceptional season, but where does that rank for you? How many performances this season?
Oh, I'd have to go away and have a good look at it to give you an accurate assessment. What I do know, he's been as good at, if not over the year, as many of the ruckmen. He's a great competitor and a great Carlton person, so we're lucky to have him.
Happy guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers.